Today I want to conclude our Aleph base. Today I want to finish up the last letter. And we might have one more shiur just to review some of the general ideas about Aleph base. But today we're up to the letter Tav. So let's, it's a tough day. A few short things relating to the letter Tav. Now probably the most significant Tav appears in Sefer Yecheskel. A lot of the Mepharshim draw upon these psukim to explain Tav in other related areas. The pasuk in Yecheskel talks about the Churban. I'll read you the psukim. Vayom Hashem Elav, Hashem told the Malach. Hashem told the Malach, let me go take a step back. Chvod, it's Perek Tes Pasagim. Chvod, I'll kay Yisrael Nala Meal Hakuv, Asher Hoya Olav, El Miftan Abayis, Vayikwe El Ish Halavosh Habadim, Asher Keses Hasoyfi Bemostav. Good topic for learning now. Tilstulin Vayomer Elav, and Hashem said to the Malach, a Malach, it was a Malach that was dressed in linen and had attached, not a sword, he had attached to him, he had an inkwell, a keses hasoifer. Keses hasoifer means the inkwell of a scribe. You would think you have a malach, he has a sword, a gun, he has a who knows what. No, he's dressed, and what is his weapon? His weapon is an inkwell.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
The pen is mightier than the sword. And Hashem says, "Vayomer Hashem Elav, Avor B'Sochri, I want you to go through the city, B'Sochri Yerushalayim, V'Hisvisa Tov. I want you to draw the letter Tov al Mitzchos Ho'anoshim, Hane'enochim V'Hane'enokim al Kol HaTo'evos Hanasos B'Socha. I want you to draw the letter Tov on the people, on the tzaddikim of the city who are fed up and disturbed and moan and groan over the terrible abominations that are taking place in this holy city." In other words, Hashem is saying there's going to be Magefa. I'm going to destroy everyone. Everyone's going to die. But there are going to be a few survivors. And the survivors will be the tzaddikim. And the way the Malach will know who the tzaddikim are is because they'll see the letter Tav is written on their forehead. Why the letter Tav? So the Mepharshim tells us because Tav represents Tichyeh. Represents to live. To live. To chia. To live. Well, the Amos, so therefore, that's what it says. So you can't get better than this. This is like an explicit pasuk. V'hisavisa tov. You shall mark. Tov. Now, tov literally means a mark. If you look over here in the Mitzudos David, Mitzudos Sion, Inyan Roshan, the Simon Kamo Vayisu Adal Sashar, all the word Tav literally means is a mark. It's a very fascinating idea. Of all these letters, the only letter that means a mark, what are you doing when you're writing a letter? You're making a mark. Tav is a mark. The last letter of the Aleph Beis is a mark. I mean, that's a little bit, it's an idea. But Chazal goes further and tells us it wasn't just a mark, it was actually the letter Tav, and it represented the idea of to live. And then the Pasuk Vav goes on to say, Zogin Baruch V'sulu V'tav Noshim Targu L'mashchis V'al Kol Ish Asha'olav HaTav Al Tigashu. The people that have letter Tav shall live. So therefore this is, letter Tav is in the Pasuk represents life. L'chaim. Represents life, and that's what more, and I guess it's because it's the last letter of the Aleph Beis. It is the combination of all the other letters, and being that the Aleph Beis represents the letters of the Torah, when you come to the last letter of the Torah, you have all the letters of the Aleph Beis, you now have the completion of the Torah, and the completion of the Torah is the essence of Chaim. Okay, so that's just a very important way of the Pasuk in Yecheskel, where it says that the Malach should write on the letter, people the letter Tav. That is very, therefore let's take a step back. So according to the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the letter Tav represents life. The Gemara in Masech the Shamas of Kuvdal tells us the letter Tav is symbolic of the concept of Emes, being that it can completes the seal, the Choysam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says that Shin is Sheker, but Tav is Emes, because Sheker, the three letters of Sheker, are right next to each other in the Aleph base. The Shin, Kuf, and the Resh, they're all next to each other, but the letter MS is the first letter, the middle letter, and the last letter. MS, it's not easy to find MS. MS is something which is not shriach. You have to search high and low from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And therefore, the letter Tav concludes the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It captures the essence of MS. Okay, now let's go to another idea. Let's discuss the large Tavs in Tanakh. There are only two large Tavs in Tanakh. Tamim Tihiyeh Im Hashem Elokeichem and Vatichtov Esther Hamalka. Esther wrote the Megillah. So what is the significance? So as far as the large Tav, some farish just want to say that this is the most important, one of the most important mitzvahs. The person is not necessarily a mitzvah, it's a midah. It's the most important midah. To be Yaakov is Ish Tom Yoishev Oholim. When the Torah gives Shevach about Yaakov Avinu, he's described as being an Ish Tom. And when we follow in the ways of the Avos, the midah that we should follow in, that is essential, is the midah of Tanimus. And that's why in the end of Chumash Devarim, the Torah emphasizes Tamim, not the end, in the middle of Chumash Devarim, Tamim Tia Im Hashem Lokechem, the Tav is enlarged to tell us this is something that you should pay attention to and it's important to focus on. Now what about Vatichlev Es HaMalka? Why is the letter Tav in the Megillah enlarged? So some want to say Esther, she was begging the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah that it shall be written Lidoros, Kisvuni Lidoros. There was a debate among the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah if they would incorporate Megillah Esther into the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, if it would be one of the Megillahs, part of Tanakh. And Esther won. And being that she won, that's why the Tav is written it's a large tough that this there's significance that this ksiva, that tichtev, what she wrote was entered into the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh Zilah Piruach HaKodesh, and we remind ourselves of that with a large tough. That's one. Other farshim want to say that the large tough of the Megillah is connected to the tav of Tamim Tia in Hashem Elokeichem. Esther captured the essence of Tamimus. That's why we're matching up the two Tavs. Another reason why we have a large Tav is that Tav is the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and it's there to remind us that the Megillah is Seif HaNisim. Shenidnu Likase. There was a miracle which took place at the time of Chanukah. Chanukah was a miracle which was really the end of Nisim, but the last Nes that was recorded in the Kisrei HaKodesh is the Megillah. So, Vatichtov Esther HaMalka Eis Kol Divrei Hoigeres Hazos, the last Tav is enlarged. Just like the Tav is the last letter of the Aleph Beis, the Megillah is the last of the Nisim, the last miracle that is recorded in the Kisrei HaKodesh. Another reason why we have a large Tav is this is something which appears, it's hard to appreciate this unless you go through all of the literature on Leslie Alpe's letter Tav, is that Eretz Yisrael is capturing the letter Tav because it's 400 parsa by 400 parsa. There's Midrashim, Amar Chazal, that the size of Eretz Yisrael that was promised to Avraham Avinu is Tav. It's 400 parsa by 400 parsa. When Esther wrote the Megillah, part of the rules were the difference between the Ore Mifuzarim and the Ore Mukafas Choyma. And the reason why Yerushalayim was given a special kavod, even though it was during the time of the Churban, and Yerushalayim did not have a wall, but part of the writing of the Megillah gave kavod to Yerushalayim. It's the only sefer which has Yerushalayim spelled Mole with the Yud, and the law of Megillah and Purim is different for Yerushalayim than the rest of the world, even though the city of Yerushalayim was not Mukav Chama Mishas Yoshua Benun, they still celebrate Purim on the Tesvav like in Shushan. So the Tav is large, to remind us that Eretz Yisrael was given kavod. This miracle occurred during the time, the churban, between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, and we don't forget im eshkechich Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. We should not forget Yerushalayim, and the way we don't forget Yerushalayim is when you have a large tav, because the letter tav does capture the essence of Yerushalayim. Just like under the churban you break the kais, in order to remember Yerushalayim, Beroish Simchasi, here at this moment in time in the Megillah is a time of Beroish Simchasi. It's a tremendous simcha for Klal Yisrael, but you have to remember Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasi, and the remembrance of Yerushalayim is the large tav. That's what it says, a large tav, because the large tav represents the size of Yerushalayim of Eretz Yisrael, which is 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and the capital of Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim of Eretz Yerushalayim, so they go together. Okay, that's one idea, and this idea I like very, very much. And I always ask myself, what did I get out of that? You know, spend time doing something. What did I really take? So yeah, a little var here, a little var there. But sometimes you have a real gem, and everyone has different tastes. So you can't say what you like appeals to someone else. But in one of the svarim, it records that the letter tav is really a combination of two letters, a dalid and a nun. Now, I don't mean an en-nun. I made a mistake. I thought it meant a regular dalid, and you have an en-nun. But that's not really an en-nun, that's a vav. That's a vav, or it's really even a yud. But that's not what it means. It means you have a dalid, regular dalid, and you have a regular nun, and just connect them. And when you connect a regular dalid, a tav is a very long letter. The amount of the top part of the tav is longer than a dalet. A dalet only has the width of a double kulmus. A tav has, I think, 3.5 kulmusim. A dalet, the smallest size dalet, you have the part, the leg of the dalet, and then it extends just for a small, not such a large distance. It's more than the size of a vav, more than a zayin, but it's not, doesn't go on forever. A tav is significantly longer than a dalet. All a tav is a regular dalet, take a regular nun, and just connect them. Look at it, try yourself, just take a nun and a dalet, and you connect them. You put these two letters together. What do the two letters spell? Dalet and nun? Done. What is done? Done is the last of the shvatim. And just like in shvatim, done is the last one, when they traveled, who traveled on the very end? Don was the last one. Don was the one that was Mekayim the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. If any one of the other Shvatim had traveled and made, but they lost something, who would find it? Don. They were the Maaseh L'chol Hamachanos. They gathered. They stood in. When Amalek attacked Bnei Israel, who did they attack? They attacked Don, because Don was on the outside. Just like Don, Shevet Don is the Maaseh L'chol Hamachanos, the letter Tov is the Maaseh L'chol Ha'osiyos. The letter Tav is the packaging. You go through all the letters of the Aleph base, and then comes the letter Tav, which is the closer. It closes up the letters of the Aleph base. So you see that this concept of Ma'asef appears in many different planes in Shvatim, and even in the letters of the Aleph base. What's the bracha, the last bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave his children, the last one to get a bracha was Don. And what did Hashem say to Don? Lishu'oscha kivisi Hashem. For your salvation I yearn Hashem. When you conclude the letters of the Aleph base, you're concluding it's to a certain degree the Siyum HaTorah. Because the letters of the Aleph Beis, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, capture the essence of the Torah. Aleph Beis means Aleph Bina, learn Torah. So when you come to the end of the Aleph Beis, you are assigned to. What is the tafkid of learning Torah? The tafkid of learning Torah is Lishu'oscha, for your salvation, Kivisi Hashem. We come to you, and we come to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now a few other things about the letter Tav. The letter Tav always represents in Chazal on a large amount. For example, Avraham Avinu, when he purchased the Maaseh Machpelah, how much did he pay? 4 mil shekel kesef oiver la soicher. When the Torah wants to tell us that Avraham Avinu paid the most he can possibly pay for a piece of land, it represents the number 400. The Gemara tells that Avraham Avinu had a Masechta called Masechta Avodah Zarah. The whole essence of Avraham Avinu was to reject Avodah Zarah. Avraham Ivri, our Masechta Avodah Zarah has how many parakim? Only a few parakim. But his Masechta Avodah Zarah had 400 parakim. Why the number 400? Because it represents the idea that the most, Avraham Avinu conquered every single false ideology. He was able to show every prat, every detail of Avodah Zarah, how the corruption, the sheker. That's why his Masechta Avodah Zarah had 400 parakim. We have Esav. Esav comes to terrify Yaakov Avinu. How many men came with Esav? 400 men. Why? Because 400 again represents he came to attack us with every single possible thing that he has. We find in the Gemara Yalta. Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman. She once was insulted that the Rabbanim did not want to send her. Now that his wife Ula. Ula was the wife of Ula. She was insulted. They did not want to send her a Koshal Bracha. So what did she do? She went into the wine cellar and she shut the door and she caused 400 jugs of wine to be destroyed. Same idea. When you want to bring out something in its fullest sense, the insult, you want to let someone know that you have insulted me and you've caused me harm and there should not be any mistake, the number 400, the letter Tav, captures the full amount possible that you can. What? The Sheba Shrine was Geri Yezach Arim for 400 years. Why the most? That because of the sin of Yehanu, I know Mordechai Rishena has to be 400. It's always the number 400 represents the concept of Shlemus, of also Gilui, something which is revealed to all, and a very large amount. We have a word, sometimes the letter Tav is absent. The ways where it's absent, which is very significant, is in the Pasuk Vayipfalol Pinchas. Pinchas, after Pinchas, he wiped out Kozbi Basur when the Bnos Midyan, they caused Klai Shol to sin. So Pinchas, he took the spear and he killed Kozbi, and then it says Pinchas Vayamod Pinchas Vayipfalol. So far, Hashem asks, what happened to the Tav? It should say Vayispalel. When we daven, the way we refer to Tefillah is with the word Vayispalel. We have a Saf. Why is the Saf absent in the word Vayifalel in the prayer of Pinchas? So the Farshim explain that whenever you have a Saf in a word, I'll give you a few examples, it means you do something for yourself. When the Saf is absent, it's a someone else. So for example, Vayilavish. What is it, Vayilavish? You dress someone else. Vayislavish. You dress yourself. Okay, let's give some other examples. I wrote down here a few examples. Anytime you do something with someone else, the self is absent, but when you're doing it for yourself, then the self appears. Okay, I'll give you another example. Vayirchatz, you wash someone else. Vayisrachetz, wash yourself. Vayinochem, you give someone else comfort. Vayisnachem, you find comfort for yourself. So now, with that rule, if you say Vayispalel versus Vayifalel, Vayispalel means you pray for yourself. Vayifalel means you pray for someone else. Pinchas, after he killed Kozbi, it says in the Medrash, says in the Chazal, the Shevet, there was a Magefa, which broke out, and the Shevet of Shimon wanted to kill him. When the Magefa broke out, they were so busy with themselves, it says in the Medrash, they were not any longer interested in killing him because they were too busy to deal with the situation. At this point in time, Pinchas did not need to be Mispala, that the Magefa should stop. The fact that he was mispalel, the Medrash says he did something that was l'malo miderech hateva. He was mispalel for his enemies, for the same people that wanted to kill him, for causing the magefa to come. He was mispalel that Hashem should protect them, Hashem should forgive them, and Hashem should save them. So Pinchas epitomizes tefillah on behalf of someone else. Most of the time when we daven, we're davening for ourselves. We can't deny it. We can't help ourselves. We have needs. We know what we need more than anyone else, so we daven for ourselves. Someone else will take care of themselves. We daven for others as well. But we're always davening vayispalel. When Pinchas daven, the reason why the sof is missing in Pinchas' tefillah vayifalel is because this was a pure prayer for someone else. Pinchas did not need to daven for them, and adrabah, had he not davened them, they would have died, and his life would have been spared. He would not have been threatened, but he had acted selflessly and davened for them, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spare them, and that's why the sof is absent. And we know after the sof, what's the next letter? Comes the aleph. And Akdamas, so we know that circular, the letters of the Aleph Beis do not end with any particular letter, they go with the circular, after Tav comes Aleph, and on Shavuos we have Akdamas. Akdamas ends with Ta. Every single part, every single sentence, every single expression is Oirai Sa. Tav Aleph, it represents the continuation, the continuum. The Sa'ah continues from one end to the other. Where else do we have the word Tav? This is an interesting point in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Yishon, the Bayis Sheni, there are chambers. There are chambers which surround the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What are those chambers called? Tav. They're called a Tav. Tav means a chamber. Now, this is something that Rabbi Monk says, a beautiful idea. You have to be a Baki in Tanakh to appreciate the full idea. It goes back to Vatichtaif Esther. Esther wrote the Sefer Megillah, to the end of the Megillah, was written with a large tuf. Why is there a large tuf for Vatichtaif Esther? Rabbi Monk says, a beautiful Jewish, because if you study Tanakh, you will discover there are 22 Noshim Tzidkanios. Did you hear this before? 22 Noshim Tzidkanios. Esther in Tanakh, and Esther was the last. Let me quickly re-rattle them off for you. First four are very easy. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Then we have Yocheved and Miriam. Okay, those are easy. Then this is Benos Slavchat. There were five of them. Okay. Then we have Devorah, going through Tanakh. Devorah, Eshes Lapidos. Okay. We have then Eshes Manoach. Okay, Eshes Manoach by Gidon. We have Eshes Manoach, the wife of Manoach, she gave birth to Shimshon. Then comes Chana. Avigail, Dov and Avigail, Chazal, give her high praise. Then we have in Sefer Shmuel, the women of Tekoa. They assisted.
So how many of them?
So if you can, there's exactly 22. I'll count for you in a moment.
How many women?
22. 22 Noshim Tzidkaniyot. No, one. Referring to what?
The Isha Tekoa.
And then we have the Almana. We don't have her name. The Almana that helped Eliyahu. That's the Shunamis. That's a separate woman. The Shunamis, the one that assisted Elisha, but there was an Almana that was very good to Eliyahu in Sefer Melachim. Chulda Hanaviyah. And then we have in Rus, we have Naomi. And we have Yehosheva. Yehosheva was the one that put away Yoyosh. She hid Yoyosh. She was a tzadekes. And then we have Esther Hamalka. So if you go through the number, Rabbi Monk, he goes through the calculation we have in Tanakh, there are exactly 22 Noshim Tzidkanios, Esther being the last, Kenega the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, and therefore by Tichtov Esther, when Esther wrote Sefer Megillas Esther, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, so it's hidden that she is number 22, she is the Tav, she is 22, in that next to her name is the large letter Tav, concludes the letter 22.
Then someone
Yehu?
Rachav
Azona?
No, but eventually she converted.
So you have the answer, my mom.
Some say Yehoshua. Some say Yehoshua. She married Yehoshua.
She married Yehoshua, but I assume that we're referring to that with Sadiqim from beginning to end, not Balei Tshuva. Not even though Malkim Shabalei Tshuva Oimdim Ainit Sadiqim.
From the word Blazon, she was. An innkeeper.
Okay, that's an interpretation. What? Naomi. So I'm assuming what he means is people that are religious from beginning to end. Rus Hamoviah was a non-Jew, a convert. Rachav also was a convert. And there were other women that were the other, but women that were Asola Yoel Eishes Cheves Wam to Yoel. Aha, here's a good kasha. What about Yoel? Okay, it's a good kasha. I don't know, the after Israel monk, he's not always alive. He's not alive, but this is, I just, it struck me as something, and I saw it quoted, also in another sefer, this, I don't know if it's his. It appears that it's his chiddush. He elaborates on this connection. He's 22 Nashim Tzidkaniyos. It appears that it's his, but maybe it's not. Maybe there is some other earlier source, the 22 Nashim Tzidkaniyos, that an Esther is number 22, and that's why we have the letter Tav next to her name to allude that she is number 22. Okay, just to recap from what I said very in the beginning, that we have the letter Tav in time of the Churban, in Sefer Yecheskel, Hashem told the Malach to take his quill and dip it into the inkwell and write the letter Tav. Some want to connect that to Kayin. In the beginning of time, it says in the Pasuk, Vayosem Hashem l'Kayin os. Hashem set a sign for Kayin that no one should kill him. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it says, Sifsechon, Rashi quotes Rashi. Rashi writes that Hashem wrote on the forehead of Kayin a letter, and the Sifsechon connects the os that Hashem wrote for Kayin, what it says in Sefer Yecheskel, that the letter was Tav. Same letter. That Kayin is a survivor. That's very interesting because we are all descendants. We are all descendants of. Are we? Are we also in the Kayin? That's the chain?
Oh, we're from Shem.
Shem.
And Shem and Kayin.
Well, they all died in the mumble, so Shem started afresh.
Uh-huh, okay.
So from Shem.
But to a certain degree, we have this concept that after Chet, after there was Chet, Kayin killed Hevel, he needed to survive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wrote on his forehead the letter Tov, Tichya. And that Maref Tichya is what gave him the koyach to live. And all of the creatures that saw, all of the wild animals that saw him were afraid to touch him because to a certain degree, man exists, continues to exist today with that koyach that Hashem put into a human being, the koyach of Tov, the letter Tov, that mark Makadosh Baruch Hu, which Vayas Hashem Lekainos, Levilti Hargeh, that no one should kill Chokim. Okay, I think I pretty much got. Okay, one other thing we're done. The letter Tav is the letter of Dalid and Nun, which spells Don, and that is the Chasima of the Aleph Beis. And what is Don? Don Yod in Amo. Don was obsessed with judgment. So we spoke about Don represents the idea of Ma'asiv Chol Machnos. It's a Sima of Torah that is Nitzros Kivitzi Hashem, but Don also represents Mishpat. And the Musar Haskell is that when everything is said and done, when you come to the very end, the Aleph Beis are the building blocks of creation. The world was created with the Aleph Beis. Everything in this world, it's not a world of Hefkerus. When everything, we come down to the very, very end, you have Dal, you have the letter Tav. Dal, letter Tav is Dalid Nun. There is Din. There is Mishpat. Person should not think that the world is an Olam Shel Hefker. The Aleph Beis are the building blocks of creation. Hashem sent the Aleph Beis down to create the world. The last letter is Tav. In this world it appears sometimes Hefkerus. A person can do whatever he wants. Less Din V'less Dayin. But a person should know that when it comes down to the very end, when you get down to the letter Tav, you know what's hidden in the letter Tav? Dalid Nun. Din. There will be din v'cheshbon for every single thing, price to pay for every thing that happens in this world. Okay, so that pretty much concludes. What? I mean, you go through the dictionary. You can go through the dictionary and you can take every single word that has a. I tried not to do that. Now, the only time I do this is when the Gemara actually says what the letter represents. The Gemara Daf Kuf Dal that tells us very specifically what it represents. Or, I never really did this because I don't know if I'm understanding, but the first time that a letter appears in the Torah also captures its essence. Okay, the first time the letter Tav appears in the Torah is Tohu. Tohu means desolation. So, what? No, the beginning of a word. There are two firsts. It's another, because these are good points. But there are two firsts. There's a time, this is discussed. You go look into the nitty gritty of the Svarim. The first time a letter appears, it appears sometimes in the middle of a word. That has much less significance. It's significant in that it appears the very first time. But it's less significant in that it's part of another word. It's just a syllable in another word. But when the letter, a word begins with this particular letter for the very first time, that captures its essence more than other times. So I never really went through all the examples because I never really understood the significance of what these words mean. But if you do not mention it, the first time the word letter tav appears at the beginning of the word is tohu. Perhaps the significance is, this is an idea which is mentioned many times in the Mikubalim, in the Sefer Kabbalah, is that from our perspective, the first letter of the Aleph Beis is Aleph. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, the first letter is tough because it's first in, what's it called? First in, last out. It's a computer term. Last FIFO. First in, last out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down the letter Tav first. And then the letter Shin, then the letter Resh, then the letter Kuf, until he got the letter Aleph. So when man appears on the scene, man sees Aleph. But really when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down the letters, he sent down the letter Tav. So that's Hashem's first letter. That's why on Shabbos, the order is Tikanta Shabbos. Shabbos is, we go backwards. Tikanta Shabbos, Ratzisa Kavod Asecha, Tzivisa Perushecha, Im Suni Asecha. We go backwards. Why? Because Shabbos represents Maaseh Bereishis. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. So that would be very well why the first time the letter Tav is Tohu, because Bereishis, Berlokim, Es HaShemayim, Es HaRetz, Hoyasa, Toihu Vavohu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first sent down the letter Tav, Hashem was breaking the ice. He was first creating a world of Tohu. First comes Tohu before Hashem was able to develop the Tohu into a world that was functional, that had some purpose. So Tav was the first letter. And then from our perspective, of course, you go from Tav to letter Aleph. And that's why maybe in the Beis HaMikdash you have Ta. Ta, they know those two letters. What surrounds the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Chambers. And a chamber is, it's the Kedusha, it's Ta. Ta is a chamber. It's not just an ordinary chamber, it's the chambers that surround the Kodesh Baruch. From Kodesh Baruch's perspective, Ta is the very first letter. Okay, so these are some ideas. The main idea I really like the most, like I told you, is Don. Everything, whenever it comes down to the end of the Aleph Beis, there's din. There's din v'cheshbon. It's not an olam shel hefker, and we have to make sure we prepare to come to that time of din. And in the meantime, we have to be tamim tia in Hashem Elokecha.